Grace Lobo.
Oh my God.
You're on.
I can't believe
we
it.
We did it.
I can't believe it.
After
Matt,
all the planning. You know what's so funny is I was like, you know how like sometimes like you rehearse what you're going to say like on a podcast like beforehand? And yeah. I was going to be like, Grace Lobo, sure. my white whale. And yeah, I was like, don't call a woman a whale.
Don't call me just a whale, but nope.
But I did it anyway.
But,
I'm so
and
sorry.
I loved it. No,
this
call
was
me,
just a scheduling. We took a while to get
a
you
cow.
Scheduled.
Fine.
It's all good. Grace, I love you.
That's, I feel like you
and we could end it there.
What you're
we
could, say,
I know this is. This, you're like, okay, we're gonna get
no,
started.
No, I love you also, and I also all day thought about. Oh my God, I can't wait to talk to Matt. What am I gonna talk about on the podcast?
You said my favorite thing, which is that I and Taylor's here as well with Maple in the back, but it was yeah. So, but it's so funny because I, you know. Going through in a little bit, like this week, just a tough weekend, and you said something I loved. Just did you text me? You're like, I just first off, your mom is picking you up.
Oh yeah, my mom is picking you up. Yeah,
which
yeah.
I love. And you're like, it's just like a play date, and I was like, oh my God, of
it
course
is like a play date.
It feels just like it.
Wait, you're having a tough weekend?
Yeah, but hold on. We start with compliments. Okay. Here first. So yeah, we're gonna start with compliments, okay. And then we can get to like my week and all that stuff. Because I feel bad. I feel like every time I see you, I feel like I'm going through it, which is like.
But I love that.
I know, which is, and we
well,
talk.
Well, honestly,
chat.
Same. So it's perfect.
So it works for us. So we've been trying to start with compliments here.
Okay, yeah.
And what's lovely about Grace Lobo is it's very hard to think about what I was going to say for this particular one. So I'm going to go with two things.
Okay.
Number one, and obviously funny, just incredible
obviously
human being.
Beautiful.
So wise in comedy was another one I was thinking. But the one I want to go with, which is very like very specific to me, which is that there are two.
No, make it about you.
You're like, oh boy. There are two people in this world who, when I'm a little stony baloney, just fucking make my stomach hurt from laughing.
Really?
And it's Tony Ferraro, who's a childhood friend. He's
sure,
on this podcast.
Sure,
amazing.
Sure.
And it's Grace Lobo.
Stop.
Do you remember we were on the subway platform and I was keeling over from your, and you got you, and this is what I love.
Like,
you
no?
guys go, guys, I'm killing with Matt right now. Like you called it out and you kept going and I was losing
Wait,
my
where
mind.
Where were we? Because I do have a vague memory
we
of this.
We were just coming from, it was Greg Malley and Jacqueline Lurie Edwards.
Yes.
Do you know, I thought it was Lore and that's how I brought her up on stage. I wanted to
you know
shoot
what?
Myself
a lot
after.
Of people, a lot of people think that
I,
about
I still
her.
Have an apology. This is a public apology
she
to
She recently,
I
don't know if
her.
I should talk about this on the pod. I don't think she'd care. Someone gave her the advice that she should change her name because it's too hard to pronounce.
Really?
That's, Lori Edwards. Yeah, they were like, you should change it. And she was like,
that's stupid.
And then she had some other name that she came up with. And I was like, that's a stripper. You can't. It's every fake name that someone comes up with. It's never like, you know, no one's ever coming up with a regular
last name. Have you thought
name.
About your stage name that you would have in
well,
comedy?
Well, I am often asked if Grace Lobo is a stage
I
name.
I was going to say that's kind of a perfect name for stand-up.
It is, and I think it's crazy to ask me if my last name is, it's Cuban, Colombian.
Yeah.
It means wolf in Spanish, which obviously, I know this is a more of an audio medium, but if you were to look at me, you would be sort of surprised that I'm doing kind of that last name with this color scheme. But, yeah, I think people often ask if Lobo's a stage name because they're like,
it's a great name.
Well, yeah, it's also, it'd be insane. Why would I, if I was picking a stage name, be like, oh yeah, it should probably be
something
Latino.
Spanish.
Like, yeah. Definitely maybe that. Yeah.
That's... Are you happy? And I think we had this conversation too with Ari Finlay, who did this podcast
yeah.
as well. Have you thought about using a stage name? Are you happy that you went with your
No,
normal
I'm
name?
I'm happy I went with my real name because
yeah.
I think I have a really cool name.
Yes, that is true.
And
yes.
I like, but oh, do you mean from like an anonymity perspective?
Yeah, just yeah, in both cases, like, because I know sometimes like people, I don't know, because I sometimes regret it, like, but only in the sense of like professionally, like
yeah,
some people
yeah.
I like work with will find me,
sure.
but honestly, it's never been that big of a deal. So
I am so delusionally confident in myself that I'm like. Yeah, absolutely. I should be doing.
Well, that's
my
another
real
thing
name.
I love about you, and it's you. You,
is that
by the way,
second compliment.
No, it wasn't. But honestly, it wasn't across my mind. But no, but I envy that in a way. And it's the same thing with Catherine Duffy, who
yes.
I. But I love that, and I
one
need,
of my faves.
Oh, just you said my favorite thing about her, which is so true, is that you could watch her read the phone book for an hour.
Genuinely,
and then I was like, that should be her next show.
She always is like, she's always talking to me. Shout out Catherine, love you, absolutely hilarious. But she's always talking to me and being like, I have no jokes, I have no material right now, and I'm like. I'm like, I literally go just be like, my name's Catherine Duffy. I would be like peeing my pants.
Yeah,
like, what? You're a magician. Like, shut up.
It's absolutely incredible. And then the other thing I wanted to say to you, which is that you gave me one of the greatest gifts, and we've talked about this off mic,
but I wanted to know what you're going to say. Tell the people how wise I am.
Which is so funny because, another time I was in crisis, which is just somehow whenever we come together is when I'm in at a time of crisis.
And we're always only hanging out on the subway.
Yes, always only. And yes.
It's so nice to see you not on a train.
Literally.
It's crazy.
but we were on the subway and I go, yeah, like, you know, and I'm talking to like, cause I'm getting in my head about like goals and different things like that. And then Grace, you stopped me and you go, Matt, you have too many goals. And, and I think about that all the time. It's my favorite piece of advice, or not even formal advice, but
I'm delighted.
Favorite thing anyone's ever said to me. And during that same conversation, we talked too about, because I hadn't run my solo show at that point.
Okay.
And it was the show I did in this past May. And after that conversation, I immediately went home and scheduled it. And literally, you're the reason I ran it in May. So
I'm delighted. And I'm a fake friend because I didn't go when you ran it in May.
No, that's
and there was a really good reason that I didn't go. I just can't remember what it was.
Which is totally fine. We had a great showing.
Well, I
kind of
am like, oh, you immediately scheduled it and you didn't pick a day that I cleared, but. Have your people talk to my people for the next one.
No, it's totally fine. For some reason, the universe just doesn't want us to.
No, I actually, you and I have a very hard time actually hanging out. Like, although we did hang out like 2 weeks ago. We hung out with Catherine Duffy.
Yes, we did. Yes. Oh, yeah. We got drinks and stuff after. Yeah. That was lovely.
That was lovely. That was such a spontaneous, like.
Yeah, that was fun. Because I always forget too with like, because I always, the thing with like hanging out with like fellow comedians is like, you know, we always see each other like at mics and shows and stuff, but like we're kind of on and working.
Sure.
It's like you want that time off.
Yes.
But then it's like, well, what are we going to do? And it's like, oh, let's just go see a show. Like I always forget we can just do that.
We could just go out to dinner.
Yeah.
Marcella Denby, we were just talking about her actually, another great comedian,
this podcast
good friend
is
of mine.
Just name dropping.
Yeah,
people.
Honestly, yeah. But all the people that I'm like,
well,
nicest,
that we need
best
to name drop.
Yeah,
world, 100%.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
but she's always like, let's hang out, not comedy. Let's hang out. Let's go get dinner. Let's hang out. Do this. Yeah. And I'm like, I need someone to be like that because I will just be like, okay, we could go to a mic and then get dinner.
Right, exactly.
But she's like,
yeah.
No, I want to just get dinner. I don't
want
to do a mic
and
dinner.
That's a really good trait to have, especially with like what we do and stuff like that, because then it's like you can separate it. Because like when we went out for drinks, like we were just having fun. Like it wasn't, we talk shop a little bit and like what everyone's working on and goals. But no. And then
we talked about Matt's goals.
And goals, because I can never turn it off.
Sure,
and
obviously.
And then Catherine makes fun of me all the time because she'll be like, stop asking people if they do this on stage, which I have to constantly stop myself
no,
from doing.
No, I actually love when you ask it because I said something
well,
at
helpful,
that dinner and
yeah.
you used, or drinks or whatever and you were like, I have to ask you, do you do this on stage? And
like
I was like,
boy.
It makes me feel like I'm being so funny. So.
Well, also I think too, it's like that's when our funniest stuff comes out is when like you're not
totally
trying.
Agree. Totally.
Gabe Malika also gave me another name drop.
It's someone I've actually never met, fun fact.
He gave me a great thing, which is like, he was like, yeah, a lot of your best stuff literally comes from other people.
Yep.
And that's like, that happens to everybody. So it's like when something really hits with me, I like try to make it freaking known.
I think that's so true because when I first started stand-up, I feel like I had so many ideas for jokes. Like I had so many more premises because I would be like out with my friends and like who were not comedians at the time and like I would be like, oh, like this is like, these are all, this is a funny thing, this is a funny thing, that's a funny story I was telling, this is this. And like once you start writing material and like you stop spending as much time with people and just like natural setting, like I went to a wedding this weekend, my iPhone notes were jam-packed with like 30 things I wanted to work on when I got home because I was like, oh my god, that was such a funny conversation. This was like, you have to live too. And
well,
because
you need a life worth talking about on
completely,
stage too, which is like I get that. How was the wedding? Your dress looked
thank
phenomenal.
You so much. Okay, I
went home to Tay and I was like, Grace, Tay, didn't I say that?
Guys, stop. He said, that white whale. I will say I was feeling... Okay, so something about me is that I took like a 6-month break from drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out of retirement in August. That's why I like to frame it because I was never... I'm not like AA sober. I was just like, what if I like took a break?
Sure.
And like, I never meant for it to be permanent, never meant for it to be 6 months. But I came back in August and like this wedding was so fun. But I was like, I'll drink at the wedding.
Yeah.
And like, oh my God, the day I was like zipping up the dress to after like the first 2 days of being there drinking, I was like, oh, this fit a lot different when I was at my house. Like, I forgot that alcohol does that to you.
Yeah, like, I I don't know if you have this. I have like such a toxic relationship with like food and just like losing weight and all this stuff. Yeah. I because
that's my religion. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I mean, where do you, it's different. Like, I don't know. For me, I just like in college, because I was always scrawny in high school.
Okay. Can't relate, but no. Okay.
Were you, were you like on the heavier side in high school?
The reason I have such an amazing personality is that I've been chubby my entire life. That's
really? Okay, so like always, going back. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it something like, because for, I'm like projecting here, but like my parents were like concerned when I was like younger.
About,
they were like
being
about
chubby
me.
Or yeah, about you being scrawny?
They were like, no, oh, they were like, he's going to be obese. And then like I hit puberty. Yeah, my dad was like, he's going to be obese. Because I used to, I used to dip bacon in maple syrup. And I like,
mean, that's your culinary genius well, exactly. for that. So
I remember, but I remember like being young and like telling my doctor, like being proud of it. Like I discovered it and I'm like, yeah, it's really good. He's like, he's going to have heart
disease.
One
time I told my aunt, I was probably like, I was maybe like a senior in high school, and I told my aunt that bread was my favorite food. Totally valid.
Yeah.
And she told my mom behind my back that that was concerning.
Oh my God. That's fucked up.
And I think about it all the time.
It's well, and that's so funny because like my mom like always tells a story because like her grandmother, I think she had two grandmothers, as mm-hmm, most sure. people do. One was like very nice to her, whatever, grew up. And then the other one, I think, was like foreign or whatever.
Yeah.
And she would just go up to her and be like, Denise, why are you so fat? Oh. And I'm like, my mom. I mean, that's also why my mom is hilarious. She's
yeah, no, that's
lady.
How you get a good personality. Yeah. Like anytime I meet a person who's like looked perfect their entire life, I'm like, how are, and they're funny. I'm like, there's something's off.
You right. Have, something. Yeah.
Something happened.
Well,
here.
Do you, I would imagine people like feel that way about you. Cause I mean, you look incredible.
Stop.
Well, it's funny.
Stop,
cause
stop,
I,
stop.
No, and I, here's the thing is like, I feel very, I never like to tell people that.
Right.
Because like, especially with
I
women.
Know, it's I, so hard.
But
it's
also,
so hard.
It's like, I feel like, I feel comfortable saying it to you.
No, you can't, because we've also talked about it.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. We've talked about it before and like, we're both similar in that way. But like when someone, like my friend Tony, same Tony from sure. before, double name
double
drop.
Double name drop. He's getting to Catherine Duffy numbers.
He, it's so funny because like he messaged me, I guess I posted on my story, and he just wrote skinny with an exclamation
yes.
point.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to go for a run this week. I remembered that message. It made me want to go for
yeah,
a run.
Yeah, no, it
so
is.
So it's like, I don't, you know. If,
it's the heart. Yeah,
it's,
the
yeah.
context for the listener is part of my not drinking was I also like lost like 30 pounds this year, which I, on purpose, no offense, sorry. Sorry, it's illegal. Sorry, that's actually illegal. But yeah, it's weird. It's hard because like no one knows how to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And I get yeah. why. Like,
right.
And also, like, no one's ever, like, sometimes people will, like, try to give me a compliment on it, and it feels like they're trying to, like, do, like, a drug deal almost. Like, they'll be, like,
that's so,
they'll wait till you're, like,
that
at the
on
back
stage?
Of the
that's
group,
so
and they'll
funny.
Be like, I don't, because I'm
shit.
So uncomfortable talking about it on stage.
Yeah. Well, that's the, do you find, too, it's like, there's, like, extra sensitivity, like, around, like, being a woman in that space, like, talking about
I mean,
weight?
I think weight is such a weird thing to talk about on stage, because, like, I, like I said, I've been chubby my entire life. And my weight's, like, fluctuated. Like, right now I'm probably the thinnest I've ever been, except for when I was, like, a sophomore in high school. And mm-hmm. I was, like, a little bit bulimic, slay. that I do talk about on stage a lot. But, like, I'll talk about my, like, I used to talk about wanting to lose weight. And I remember, like, I've had multiple comedian friends be, like, I feel like you are not heavy enough to talk about that, like, you don't need right. to lose any weight at all, like yeah. why would you talk about this? I was like, people would say shit to me, like I had so many friends who would say like, oh my God, you want to lose 20 pounds, like you would disappear. And it's like, okay. I didn't. Like, you can still see me. Oh no, where's Grace? She's 140 pounds now. It's like, no, that's like.
No, I get that. And it's just so funny too, because like from the comedian's perspective, it's just like about whether or not it's going to work.
Yes.
Right? So they have to be honest about your yes. physicality in that sense. But I understand where that's coming from. I think I maybe have one fat joke, and it was, yeah,
yeah,
and it was just about how
it's
Taylor,
about me, probably.
It's,
yeah.
Oh boy, do I. I no, and it was when I was dating Taylor, because when I dated when I started dating Taylor,
sure,
I was in a similar way. I was probably where you are now, where it was like best shape I've been in since
yeah.
like college.
Sure.
I used to fucking lift. I used to lift.
Oh,
Grace.
Yeah.
Used to fucking pick yeah. up weights and put them
and
down.
And now I just pick up food, and put it in my mouth.
And that's
yeah,
honestly,
just
made,
kidding.
It's made
You're
me
perfect.
So much. But I, so I was in like phenomenal shape. And then when we started dating, I think I gained 50 pounds since
yeah.
when I met her.
Okay, so yeah. that is a real symptom of happiness.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy for you.
Well, that's the thing, right? And it's like, for me, I don't know if you felt this way, but like, whenever I would work out, and mm-hmm. it was always to get the validation of women,
sure.
and to be
same
like,
for me, it's the validation of women,
right? Yeah, yeah, for which, yeah. Oh, God,
we, sorry for doing a gay joke. That's
we all just want women, but if the women, if the ladies like you, then yeah, the listen. Men will. I yeah. don't know. That doesn't make
no,
sense.
Not at all. Yeah,
can confirm that's.
I actually at this wedding had my opportunity to have my first gay experience. I would say
what?
Unfortunately,
can we talk about it?
Unfortunately, despite the way I am presenting,
do you? And I'm not saying that I.
No, you're
you this
totally
way.
Fine.
But like, do you get caught on to by?
Well, one thing about me that's one of my best qualities is I'm fully allergic to knowing if anyone's ever flirted with me ever in my entire life.
Really? Like, now, someone, are you like one of these girls that's like, I never know, but like,
no,
you know.
No, I'm like pretty borderline autistic about it. Like, it's like, to me, I'm genuinely like, I'll watch people flirt and I'll be like, is that like a language that I just like never learned? Like,
do you try to flirt?
No.
Never. Okay, see, that's
never.
That's
like, someone could literally, like, I've said this a million times, but someone could like brush their hand against my thigh and I'd be like, I'm so sorry my leg was there, like, you probably because it's so big, yeah, you ran taking up so much room, like, and like, I posted an Instagram, like, I, as you know, I've been trying to post more on,
and she's
media.
Hilarious, go follow her, Grace.
Stop.
She's hilarious, Grace.
Actually, if you could, that would be great.
Yeah, do it.
But I posted this Instagram about me talking to a guy that I met in public, like,
yes,
like while I was traveling, and we gotten like paired up together at this like meetup for Americans. Like, I would never ever approach a guy in public. Like, I would never, not that there's anything wrong with that, it's just like, I am so like, oh, like, I, that's not me, that I would never,
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, sure.
And like, it was not a flirty thing. I never would have been like flirting with this guy. Also, he was such a like fratty type of guy that like,
is that not your usual type?
It's, or? Just a type that I am so like, that guy would hate me. That guy.
Oh, okay.
And like, yeah. I have such good relationships with men platonically. Like, yeah. I have three brothers. Like, I have so many like male cousins. Like, I grew up around, like, I'm so used to just like, to me, like, being friends with a girl, being friends with a guy, it's like, there's no difference.
Right.
So like, if I'm approaching a man, I'm almost 100% of the time doing it as like, hey, what's up? Let's be friends. And I actually get like, I find myself getting pretty upset when I think someone thinks I'm coming on to them, because I'm like,
that's really interesting.
And it comes from like a horrible self-esteem place of like, no one would ever want me to flirt with them. This is so like,
oh,
I know it's
great.
So fucked up.
No,
don't
I know.
But it's like, it's this thing of like, I'm so, I think I'm like the funniest, smartest person alive, but I'm like, God, no one would ever date me. Oh. And like, that's the ha-ha low point. But like, I think like so many people in these comments were like, girl, he is not into you. Like, leave him alone. Like, he's,
I,
like,
remember this.
And
yeah.
I got like, legitimately, like, there were like, I was really upset because I was like, oh my God, like, that's so,
oh, it's like your worst fear.
That's
being
like my
really,
worst thing,
yeah.
Is like, I even like, if I've like talked to a guy at a party and I've been like, oh my God, he thinks I'm flirting with him, like, I will get like so upset. Like,
have you ever tried to like course correct during, like, if they've like cut, think,
yeah, and be like,
or,
I'm actually gay. Ha ha, titties, am I right?
Up top.
I would never. But I even think like the part of like the way I like tend to dress, like, I'm usually like a t-shirt and jeans person because, sure, I'm like, I don't want it to come off like I like think I should be, which is crazy.
This,
like,
is fascinating.
It's crazy.
This is, wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But it's not a good quality.
No, it's no, but I get it. I mean, like, I've also had like low self-esteem my, yeah, entire life, and it's just so interesting.
And you shouldn't, like,
no, which, no, but, yeah, in the same way,
it's easy,
it's
to
like,
see about your friend.
Right, exactly. But it's like, I mean, holy crap. And you know what's like sad? I don't know if you get this too, but like, do you ever look at like old photos of yourself,
yeah,
in like high school and you're like, oh, I actually was like pretty good looking then,
no,
or like whatever. I'm like trying to bring it back.
I'll look at pictures of myself in college and be like, holy shit.
Oh my God.
Someone tell her you can't drink a full pitcher of beer by yourself in one night. I'd be like, that girl is really fun.
Like, that girl is really fun. Well, so I guess like, was it now, I want to go back to the almost gay experience at the wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but also,
yeah, yeah,
to like,
Matt, this is,
I know, this is the thing.
We need,
no,
to do like six of these.
We need to, I know, we need, there's going to be a part. It's going to be like the Harry Potter series,
yes,
which
exactly.
I think we were talking about off mic before. And we're going to need several
that
parts
of these.
That we hate. That the controversy,
yeah,
and all that stuff. I come out as Republican on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I, so the big thing, right, for,
sure,
me, and I'm just very curious, like, was it something where it's like you were always concerned about how the opposite sex would perceive you, which like made you have low self-esteem, because like that was it for me, which is why I turned to like exercising and working out a ton to try and like correct it.
I mean, like, kind of. I think it was also like I have such high standards for myself, and like I am like oldest child, like school has always come very easily to me. Like I always got
grades. Were you in APs and everything?
I took 11 AP classes in high school.
I took 8. I thought that was impressive.
And I took 7 senior year alone, which was like, I had to skip lunch, which
you
at the time I was
lunch
so disordered.
Senior?
I was like, wait, this is, I was like skinny, skinny and smart. God, what can't she do? But then I like come home and eat like an entire box of cereal. So it was like, you know.
Well, that's the thing too. And it's like, we're going back to the food. Like, this is why we need 6 parts. Yeah. But like, no, it's for me too. Like with the food thing, it's like, no, if I don't eat all day, yes, I can have a big meal later. Yeah. And like, then it's completely fine. So
no,
it
is.
Way.
It's hard. Yeah. Food's one of those things. It's not like alcohol where you can be like, okay, I have a problem with this. I can't have it.
Right.
Like, food is like, no, I do have to have it, so yeah, I have to have a good relationship with it, right, which a moderate, like, that's why, you know, moderation's the hardest thing to figure out.
Yeah, especially, yeah, and I'm very, I don't know if you're this way too, but I'm very, like, black or white.
Completely.
Like,
I'm
yeah,
100%
so
all
would you
thing.
Say, like, you, because I heard this on a podcast, but it's a symptom of almost, like, addictive personalities.
Completely.
Type of you. Okay,
yeah.
So you would.
Like, I like to run, and, like, I ran so much that I like,
oh yes,
my knee, and now I can't run anymore.
I
so
know.
It's like,
so that's the thing about running, and like, because I ran 5 miles today, and I've been like trying to
pop off.
Okay, little.
Yeah. Okay, skinny. This is the most like toxic podcast ever. Now
we're just like reinforcing our addictions.
Oh, that is a full fat root beer. I'm noticing.
I like throw it across the room.
I should have a Diet Dr. Pepper. So
Diet Dr. Pepper slaps.
Yeah,
it
I
is
know.
So I
know.
Do you think it's better than Diet Coke?
God, I mean, you know, Diet Coke is like my bread and butter.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah,
It depends on the circumstances. I've actually recently realized that out of a bottle, I prefer Diet Dr. Pepper. Fountain, we're going Diet Coke.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Can
also Diet Coke.
That's interesting with the can. No, I get that. No, bottle makes sense.
Bottle's the worst format to have it in, so I think that's why the extra flavor boost of the Diet Dr. Pepper is worth it. Although recently I was on an airplane and they did have Diet Dr. Pepper, and I was like, well, this I have to have. This is what, crazy.
What was the airline?
American.
American,
it be, yeah,
as it should be.
Yeah.
This is going way off the rails, man.
I know. I'm sorry. I can't keep on.
No, no, no. It's my fault. This is my job as the host.
You wanted to talk about food.
No, we were talking about food, and then we were talking about like low self-esteem.
Oh yeah, yeah. Why I have
that.
I just think I have a high standard for myself. And so it was always like, I'm good at everything. No offense.
Yeah.
That I was kind of like, why can't I be good at this one thing? Like, why that comes so easily to everyone else, which is like physical appearance / romance. Like that is the one
sure
thing.
Were
that
you like
I'm
a hopeless
like
romantic growing up too?
Honestly, not.
That's interesting.
That like it's just never been like a huge priority for me either.
Yeah. I'm the opposite where it was like it was always, so I had like a kind of like, and I've thought about this like very, very recently now that like I'm engaged and everything.
Sure. Okay, so he
winning
succeeded. Yeah.
No, so I started out very young, always hopeless romantic. I was obsessed.
That's
to
so cute.
Probably to like a creepy extent. No. Where it was like always wanted a girlfriend, that kind of thing. Never really happened for me in high school.
Yeah.
College, I kind of flipped around, and it was the first time I was like very attractive and like that kind of
sure
thing. So I kind of came into my own.
Nice.
Turned into a little bit of my slut era, which turned a little bit of a fuckboy. And then I kind of had to work my way back to that childlike self, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
which is,
no, I get that.
Yeah, so it's, which is a shame because I think it happens more than we think to a lot of men.
Yeah.
Which is, this is the pro men part of the
podcast.
Yeah, this
is the incel part. Don't worry.
But I think it happens to a lot of men where it's like they start off that way, like really sensitive, like younger.
Yeah.
But they just never, and they grow into that where it's like, you know, they, you know, kind of turn the opposite end where, you know, they go out and it's like for a lot of men, their value is how many women they could
completely
sleep with, and that kind of,
yes,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they never flip back. So I was very lucky.
Yes.
I think that I was able to kind of flip
no,
back.
No, I think that's a good point. Cause yeah, I do think you need to be able to,
yeah, to do
make the switch.
But it's interesting. Cause so for you, you're saying like never romantic, never,
not never romantic. I definitely had crushes. I think I would say maybe 6 to 8 times in my life where I've had like a huge crush on someone. And then I found out like 2 weeks later, someone will be like, do you know who I actually just started dating? And I'll be like, of course you did.
6 to 8 times?
It's probably happened like 5 times.
That's still too many.
I'm a big unrequited guy.
Well, that's That's terrible.
If I have a crush on you, you should probably date one of my friends soon. That's your type.
It's like the opposite of that movie with Dane Cook, where it's like, what, he sleeps with a woman and then she finds like the love of her life.
Me having a crush on you means that you will date one of my friends. I remember it happened to me in like eighth grade, and like, it was so devastating at the time, but I don't even know how many times it's happened. Maybe like at least four, though, I would say I could think of.
We keep getting lower and lower.
Yeah, I know. Six to eight is a crazy number.
Whatever,
but like
the number, it's enough that it should.
It's happened for sure more than three times.
It would be the perfect transition for what we want to talk about at a low point. But I do have in the back of my mind. Oh, yeah. Tell us about this experience.
Okay,
at the
my maybe almost get experience. Yeah. But
have you ever like explored that side of yourself before?
No, and like it's something that's so frustrating because like this is gonna sound like so many people love to be like. When I'm like, oh, I have a really hard time with dating, they'll be like, well, obviously you're gay and that's why you're having a hard time with dating.
They say that to you.
I get a lot of feedback from my friends who will be like, have you thought about this? And like, the thing is I have, and like, it's just
And we talked about this. This is funny. We talked about this when we got drinks with Catherine Duffy. Is that the
third
time?
God. Ninth time.
Oh my God.
Finally, it's more than the amount of times that my crush is hooked up with one of my friends.
No, and we talked about this where it's not necessarily like that we're concerned about being perceived as homosexual.
I wouldn't care.
No, like, I wouldn't either, but it's that you feel like we feel a little misunderstood, right?
I completely I feel like I have a friend who I won't name, but like she is bisexual, and she'll actually have a couple of friends like this, but one in particular will say this a lot, where she's like pretty insistent, like she thinks I am bi, and like will be like, yeah, I'm waiting for you to like realize that you're bi. And like, I get frustrated with it because I'm like, to be loved is to be known, or whatever it is. Like, I'm kind of like, that actually to me makes me feel like you don't know me.
Yes.
Because I think if you knew me, you would know that like, if that was something I wanted, if there's something I want, I would go, I'll go do it. Like, right. I wanted to do stand up. Okay. I do stand up now. Like,
yeah.
And you know, I want to go to Costa Rica to surf. I just went and did it. Like, if I want to do something, I'll just go do it.
Like, it sounds too like it's very, pushy, and I don't know this friend, right? But it sounds like very pushy. But it sounds very pushy in the sense where it's like it may be a reflection of maybe something in her where she almost like wants you to be.
I think it comes from a real place of love of like.
Yes, but it might just be that it's not her and it might be something right where in her experience this has helped me,
completely,
but it's not your experience.
Completely. Yeah, so. And then you get frustrated and you're just like, okay.
Yeah. And you're,
that's not what I'm dealing with.
No,
like,
I completely hear you. And it's funny because like my older brother is gay, mm-hmm. and it's like everyone always says like out of the three of us, like everyone always picks me.
Yeah.
Like, the one. Yeah. Which like, it's, and here's the thing. It's like, you know, but you know what? It's interesting too. And Grace is like dying laughing. But you know what it is? It's like, I think I'm that way for like a few reasons. Number one is like, one, I'm just sensitive. Like I get that, whatever. Yeah. Sensitive guy, whatever.
Sorry,
skinny.
Yeah.
And my
skinny and sensitive.
Being skinny makes me gay. No, but my older brother was my role model growing up. So subconsciously, I'm sure I picked up on tendencies and mannerisms that, you know, he also like, you know, he doesn't know how to dress. So that's like the other thing.
Yeah.
That's
gay people know how to dress.
I'm gonna, you know. God damn it!
All gay people are hot and good at dressing and cool.
Did I tell you he's meeting his Brazilian lover? Did I tell you about this?
No.
Oh God, here we go. We're.
Oh, I'm delighted.
Okay, so he has been.
God, everybody's meeting their fucking Brazilian lover.
Everyone,
these days,
everyone
except
is out
for
there.
Me.
He doesn't listen, so thank God. This is totally fine. But he met this man in Brazil.
Sure.
And online, because my brother InstaRob 14, it's public. You can go look it up.
Sure.
My brother loves posting semi-nude photos of himself.
Classic.
Which is great.
Classic.
You know, go off queen.
My nightmare. But
and
love that for him.
Literally, literally, especially some of the photos you might see. And you know what bothers me? He has more followers than me, so that just kind of fucking digs it in.
Yeah.
And then like we'll be hanging out at home. He's like, I just got 2,000 views on my last post. I'm like, Rob, check my pinned reel.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Rob,
InstaRob
14. Let's get his numbers up. But anyway, so he met this man, and they have been dating online virtually for a year.
Wow.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, I obviously. He's 32. He's 3 years older than me. Gotcha. Yeah. So, and here's my thing. It is nothing against this gentleman. I don't know him, and I'm sure it has nothing to do with him where my reservations come from, but mm-hmm. it is like, there is so much like, and it's very intense between the two of them. Like apparently this guy is like, talk to my mom over FaceTime. Wow. And like, they're, you know, they're on the phone very, very late at night. My brother will get up during dinner and like take phone calls from this guy.
Okay.
So it's a very like, you know, I'm not doubting like the authenticity of like their relationship, but it's one of those things. It's like when you meet in person, everything can completely change, right? In the sense of like, that is a different experience than meeting someone like, you know, virtually. And I'm just like, there is stuff. And again, I fully, because I could be listening to this like 3 years down the road and like we could all be having a good laugh about this, but it's like my brother was like supposed to like go to see him and now suddenly this guy's phone isn't working and you know, and it's like I think they're having some trouble communicating, and I haven't talked to my brother quite about this yet, so I need to see like what the updates are,
right?
But that is not a good sign. And you're going to Brazil alone for 8 days and you're staying in a foreign place, so it's like, you know, I just you know, it's very nerve wracking for me to watch. But again, I
that is one of those where you're you like, know, is that gonna be good?
Right. And it's one, you know, and it's,
but then it's like, it totally could be.
Right. That's the thing. And it's like, you know, plenty of other couples, like, you know, and it's like, I want it to work. I want to be there, like, very
plenty
clear.
Plenty of couples fly to Brazil and they're meeting on Instagram.
Well, it's funny. Like, my mom said that, like, yeah, two people at work met like that. I'm like, what is crazy. Happening? I'm like, what? I'm like, so I.
God, I got to cast a wider net.
You got to go transcontinental.
That's crazy.
I, so that's like, you know, so that's like what's going on. So that was my,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. And I'm, you know, still thinking about how I said all gay people dress well. So that's
well,
just
no,
my
I
thing.
Think that's a compliment. That's,
okay. That's, yeah, yeah, that's how I
the reason I think of you, the reason I think you're gay. I feel like the little boy who's a hopeless romantic, I think sometimes people are like that. Is perceived as like almost going to be gay, like kind of.
Yeah, and I get
you're
that
so like you love and you love like I think that sometimes like, and I'm not saying this person is likely to actually become gay, but I think like the perception as like seeing little kids like that, you're sometimes kind of like, oh, I feel like.
Totally.
Where and you're like, oh, we knew since you were 3 years old.
Yeah.
Like,
and look, I understand that like my definition of masculinity is like not the traditional typical
type. But you have
type.
A good one.
Yeah, no, exactly. But it's, and I will never forget, there was a woman I used to work with, and she always said to me, because at one time I was very interested in this girl and like we went on a date, and then like the reason she wasn't interested in me is because she's like, I think she was like trying to tell me like, Matt, I think you're gay or something like that after we had gone on a date, and it made me like very upset because we had like a really good time, I thought. And then this woman at work said to me, she just like, she goes, she shrugs, she goes, small minded.
And also,
and
like,
that like literally I think about that all the time.
To be honest, like dating wise, I do think you don't want to be with someone who like doesn't get you.
That's the thing.
It's like, if you think I'm like someone who I'm not, then it's like, if I'm gonna constantly be trying to prove to you like, no, I'm into women,
right?
Like, that's not gonna be a good relationship.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, and it's very like, and this is the thing, like, and why I love Taylor so much, and this is like, it is very hard to shout out to her. Tay, you listening? Oh, she's great. She was like, I want to come to the podcast recording. I was like, why?
Because it's like, me.
Well, that's literally why.
Because me and Tay are boys.
Yeah. So what was I going to say? Oh, so the thing is, it's like, it's very hard when you're like single, and I would not have believed myself if I had like gone back in time and told myself this, but like Taylor loves that I'm this way.
Yeah.
My future sister-in-law loves that
completely,
I am like this because
completely.
Like we can be silly completely. And hang out, and you know what I mean? So it's like, but I'm also very lucky that I found someone who likes that kind of thing.
I think a lot of people do though. Like
that.
Increasingly
yeah.
too.
Yeah, which is like very nice.
Yeah.
But you know, for you it's hopeless. So I just
I'm so fucked. It's like, no, oh you, no, you no, have a good personality. Fuck.
Have you ever like gotten that kind of like a rejection too, where it was just like
someone was like, I think you're gay, or like
or just something like,
I've had multiple men that I've actually hooked up with ask me before, they'll be like, are you gay? And I'll be like, no.
Oh, that
I'll be like, okay, cool, I just wanted to check before I made a move. That's actually one way that I can tell someone's flirting with me, if a guy's like, I see your shoes, you like dudes or what? And then I'm like, oh, you want to hook up? Okay.
Okay. Can we hear about your gay experience?
And okay,
then we will get into your low
have,
point.
That I
didn't
unfortunately,
have. Unfortunately, yes.
I wish I could.
I take us down the same rabbit hole. Have you thought about that? We go right back.
I was at this wedding, and like this, I met this girl like the first night of the wedding, and I was immediately like, and again, I can rarely tell if people are flirting, but I caught it and I was like, oh my God, this person is flirting with me. Like, this is happening.
And you're like, nice.
And I was like, I started being like, because one of my friends recently went to a wedding where she hooked up with, the night before the wedding, she hooked up with a girl. And the night of the wedding, she hooked up with a guy. She is bi.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. I was like, it was like the night before the wedding. And I was like, wait, should I pull this friend? And
like, oh, so that was already in the back of your mind. Okay.
Well, it happened like 2 months ago. So yeah, I was kind of like, hold on, hang on.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's just not something I want. And I was like, yeah. There's no reason to be like, I want to do this to what? Like,
yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
What did this woman do that you picked up on that she was flirting with you?
Like, honestly, I don't even know if I could say it. Like, because now I'm like, oh, it would be good if I knew what all this was. But it's like, yeah, the light touches on the hand kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
Like,
so just a general.
And then also bringing up like sex, dating, and being interested, yes, in women very early in the conversation.
Sure, sure.
And
always,
like,
yeah.
Where I was like, oh, okay, you're kind of trying to. And then later on, like, we hung out another night where it was like very late. She like came, I was like going to get pizza with like three of my like guy friends from college. We were all hammered. And she was like, I'll come with you guys. And she was like from, like, I met her at, she wasn't from our college.
Gotcha. So she didn't know
anybody.
So we
didn't know her.
So
she was
out
there, yeah, with like her group of like high school friends, but okay, like she came over with us and I was kind of like, I feel like you're only coming. And then she kind of like, you know, you can kind of, for once tell. And I was like, oh, okay, this is flirting. And I mentioned it like on the car ride home to like two of the friends who have been there. I was like, did you guys think that girl? And they were both like, yeah, 100%. We were talking, yeah, about it behind your back. We were like, this girl's clearly trying to hook up with Grace.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. But she was really nice. I just was like, oh, but I mean, honestly, like, this sucks to say, but I was like, it does feel good to get hit on regardless.
Well, I was
just
going to ask, like, especially like, and again, I'm projecting from like, yeah, coming from a place of low self-esteem, like,
sure,
that is like that quick dopamine.
No, totally.
Of, like,
and I feel bad, you know, that I like essentially used this person for that. But I mean, I had a lovely time with her as well. Like,
yeah,
fun.
Like, it's like, not. Yeah.
We, you know, I was just like, it was more that I just,
she doesn't
it,
owe you anything,
yeah,
Grace.
I just like clocked in and was like, wait, oh my God, you're flirting with me. That's crazy.
What a proud moment for you that must have been.
Oh,
it's
no,
like, I clocked it.
Every,
yeah,
time I've clocked someone flirting with me, I've been like, so that's what this is. But they have to be very heavy handed. Like,
sure, sure.
Like, the last person I hooked up with, and it's crazy how long ago this was, but like, he and I were at a party and like, I had kind of thought we were having flirty vibes like in real life, but I was like, nothing I could put my finger on.
Yeah.
He liked my story a bunch. That's the one thing I've now
always,
is a tell for me.
Yeah.
But like, we were at this.
Me going back, oh no, I like everybody's story. Oh no.
Anytime anyone likes my story, like more than like once a month, who's not someone who I like know is in a relationship, like I'm like, okay, you trying to fuck?
literally, yeah. That's.
But like, he was liking my stories like multiple times a week, and I was kind of like, maybe he's just weird, I don't know. But then we were at this party and he was like, I kind of want to run my fingers through your hair. And I was like,
whoa,
I feel like he might be flirting.
Stop
with
it, Grace. You didn't know. What the?
And then he like did, and I was like, I feel like
Grace, I'm just
and then he was like, do you like girls? And I was like, no. And then I was like, well, now I know he's flirting with me. Once he does the lesbian check, I know he's interested.
So it's kind of a good thing that like people think you're gay, because then they ask that question
and
it lets you know.
And then I'm like, oh, now we're going to kiss.
You're like,
okay. I get it now. But anyway.
He's like, do you want to have sex? You're like, I think something's going on here.
He was like, would you ever hook up with another comic? And I'm revealing that he was a comic. But there I was like, I think you're interested. Okay.
Can I tell you, so you have hooked up with a comic before.
Yes.
What is that?
I'm not going to say who you are.
No,
by
no,
the
no.
Way.
And I would never.
I'm just going to say you ran your fingers through my hair.
Yeah,
whatever.
Which, oh man.
And that's as far as we went. Mom.
Who is picking
Who's
you up?
Coming
after
to
this
pick me up after this podcast, because we're in New Jersey.
Is there an extra level of excitement like hooking up with a comic who's like,
yes,
in the scene?
Completely.
Must, right?
For me, like, yes. And yeah, this is so nerdy of me, because I also am not someone who's like hooked up with a lot of people. I've never, yeah, really been a big dater. I've had like one boyfriend, like occasionally hooked up with people, but like in college I really wasn't. And I remember like feeling so jealous of like people who were doing that and being
like casually hooking up
with like people we all kind of knew, where it was like, oh, it's kind of like a secret, or it's like just knowing that someone has that kind of like special relationship with someone else, even if it's not like romantic, just to be like, oh, you and that person have like your own little thing.
yeah,
is kind of like just interesting to like watch other people collect and like rarely have. And I remember in college, like watching a lot of people, and like now it's great because like I'll go back from my reunion, like all my other friends are stressed. They're like, oh, I gotta see this person, this person, this person. I'm like, I'm only seeing people I'm friends with. Like,
oh,
this
that's
is
such
awesome.
A good, oh, I didn't even think about
it's,
that.
I mean, that's the like the thing of like kind of desexualizing yourself like in a public way is like it's kind of freeing in some ways. Like I feel like I've been allowed to have this like prolonged girlhood and like I'm not like super sexual. Like it's very freeing, but then you're also like, oh, but I am missing out on, and as a woman, you can't win either way. Like,
yeah,
you're just fucked both ways.
Right.
Or
right.
For me, none ways, but and sometimes some ways, but
in a healthy amount of
just
ways.
Just not
in a way.
All the time.
No, I get that. But that's so interesting too. Like as an added benefit where it's like, you don't have to have these awkward encounters,
yes,
and things like that.
And it was with the hooking up with the comic, it was kind of like that feeling of like the like, ooh, I have this now, like,
yeah,
I felt like,
yeah,
I was like in high school almost, like hooking up with someone,
sure,
on like the football team and like couldn't tell anybody, and like it's like, yeah, it's kind of fun.
Did they share in that with you? Like, did you guys ever like express that to each other or no?
No, I think he definitely didn't like,
okay,
that he was hooking up with a comic. Like, he was,
oh,
and he,
really?
Would often bring it up and be like,
oh, that's so interesting.
I never wanted to do this. I shouldn't have done this.
Oh, that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah,
then.
And then,
yeah,
I'm also
like,
I'm not going to talk.
No, it's okay. We don't have,
yeah,
to. Yeah, yeah.
Nice guy.
Grace.
Yes, my low point.
We're going to get to your low point. And imagine I have like five more questions.
No, Matt, it's just you're too fun to talk to.
I know, that's
stop.
What I'm saying. I know, but your mom has to pick you up soon.
What
so
time is it?
Oh, can you ask your mom if you can stay over?
Yeah. Like, no.
It's 7:54, so I think we have some time.
Oh, we have like 30 minutes.
30
yeah.
minutes.
Virtually.
So you have a very interesting thing you wanted to talk about, which is,
yeah,
a friendship breakup.
Yes.
Or high school, would you call it like this isn't even a word, ostracization?
Oh, yeah,
or
I was excommunicated.
You were excommunicated.
Like, in
by
some
the
ways,
Pope.
Yes. In Catholic. in some ways, yes. In some ways, no. I had a big group of friends from high school that were my, and like, okay, also before I get into this, like, if any of you listen to this, like, this is just my side, whatever.
Sure.
Like, I'm like so afraid. No bad blood. I'm just talking. Like,
no, I get that. Yeah. Because
and I'm happy with the way things have shaken out at this point. But I had a group of friends. It was my best friend from childhood. My, like, there were like, how many of us were there? Like five of us that I was like, thought would be my like ride or dies my entire life.
Yeah.
And like, one of them and I are still friends.
Not the childhood best friend.
Not the childhood best friend.
Okay, gotcha.
But the one who I'm still tight with, she also kind of like went her own way and did her own thing. But like the rest of us were all in New York after college. And like, we were even closer in college. Like the other one kind of has always been like more the black sheep of the friend group.
Sure, sure. The one you still talk to.
The one,
right?
I still talk,
yeah, yeah,
to. Which, and she's still friends with them in more like she keeps in touch with them like once a year kind of,
sure,
thing,
sure,
but like
in a black sheep chic kind of,
she's
way,
kind of the coolest ever, to be honest, like shout out, I'm not gonna name any of their names, but
no.
She and I are still tight. Like, she came and visited me in New York and stayed over with me for like a week because one of them got married.
Oh, I think I met her. Yes, you brought her.
You
yes,
came and you
I
met
her.
Her.
Yeah.
You met
lovely.
The black sheep,
yeah,
one. She's great. Yeah. She was coming up for the wedding, which I was like, totally, yeah, like the wedding, which I like. This friend who got married, like we've been best friends since we were three. Like, we've talked.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any sisters. I don't have any sisters. We'd always talked like we were going to be each other's like maid of honor. And like,
aww.
I didn't get invited to the wedding, which is, you know, we hadn't talked in like a year. Like, it
right.
was like.
Well, so, okay. So now this friend group starts forming, right? You and the childhood best friend.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be sisters or
yeah.
like going to be sisters forever. And then like, so you, when does like the other people start coming late? Is it like middle school?
We met
or?
One girl we'd known the whole time, but like we didn't become close. I would say high school. We kind of like formed this group and it was like, it's that like group chat where you're like, that's how we define who's in the friend group. This is our group chat.
Yeah.
And like the group chat was this group of girls and like, it was throughout high school, then like throughout college, like you'd come home and it was like, this is who I'm gonna hang out with. This
right,
is who
right.
I like. And even like in college, I remember like being like, my best friends are my high school friends. Like those are my best friends. And there
right.
were two in the group who honestly were the childhood best friend. And then the one who moved to our school in freshman year, I was like, of the group, I was like, you were my two closest. Like,
right.
And then, yeah, I never. I no longer.
So I guess like when did things like start to unravel?
Things went downhill because I lived with one of them in New York, which was after college. Yeah. And we moved to New York during COVID. It was October of 2020. Mm-hmm. A classic time to move to New York and get an amazing deal on rent, actually. But we moved to New York and this was before I did comedy, which I think was part of the problem. I was really sad all the time. And like, I've never really been sad like that. Like, I think I probably was depressed. Slay, skinny. I actually was not skinny at the time. That was part of the problem. So I have a lot of emotions about that.
Do you have any idea like what could have caused it? Like obviously the pandemic.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, I feel very, very lucky right now that, and I don't know if you relate to this, but like having stand up and like finding stand up and realizing like, oh my God, there is a thing that I wake up, like I know what I want.
Yeah.
Every day I wake up and I know like what, like even if I don't actively take steps, most days I do, but like even if I'm not, like the point of this for me is stand up and like knowing that and knowing like what a
purpose.
Gift. Oh my
yeah,
God.
I
like
know. I think about that sometimes where it's like some people like don't even know what it
yeah.
is that they want.
And
like,
to be figuring out is totally cool too. Like yeah, that's a yeah. great phase also, but I think that's a harder phase.
Yeah.
And like sometimes also knowing, it's like the thing I said to you about goals, like sometimes knowing what you want too much can also be limiting because you're frustrated when you don't get the things you want.
See, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
So like that's the portion of this I really relate to.
I think you have to have an open mind, but a vague idea of what you want.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you're open to like, oh, I didn't even think I was going to do this, but now like
right.
I never thought I would have a podcast, but like now I have a podcast.
Right. It's like be open to the journey. And
totally.
Just, yes,
totally. And like also kind of be open to the destination too.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
you might not realize. I always thought like you being someone who does like a solo show thing, like I always thought that would more be what I wanted, like comedy wise. And like now that I do comedy, I'm like, that's
you're like those fucking
losers. I'm like, that's actually a very different
get
skill.
Get in a theater.
get out of here.
Get out of here.
I like become anti-microbiglia. Just kidding. Go Hoyas. Like I like that to me though is that's what I wanted to do. I'm like more than stand up. And now that
were you like discovering that during this time? Like
I always had wanted back in my mind to do stand up. So after college I moved to Dublin for a year.
Yes.
And
you painted this beautiful image where it was you were working at a bar
yes.
and you were like taking these glasses. Like,
yes. Oh yeah. I was carrying all my glasses on my arm.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is like very it's like
I was
gorgeous.
Such a little
yeah.
bar wench, me
really?
And my red hair.
I bet.
Yeah.
yeah I bet.
Grace Lobo. callback. I'm a professional. Oh. Yeah, it was. I worked.
Did
in
everyone
theater.
Just love you in the bar?
Like
I'm sure.
Oh my god! And people
have.
Would say like it's so weird because like as an American, like there's this thing Americans do, and it's like the White Lotus thing of where they go to Sicily and they're like, "We're your cousins," and it's like Americans love to go to Ireland and be like, "We're Irish," and Irish people are like, "The fuck you are? Like you're not Irish." Like, but I got wise to that before I went over there, and
sure.
I was like, "You're American. Like you look." Like this, but you're American. Like,
yeah.
And so I went over and like, I remember I was working the pub and someone, an Irish guy, really drunk, was like, you're Irish though, right? And I was like, no, I'm American. He was like, ah, sure, I know you're Irish. Do you know how I know? And I was like, how? And he was like, because you're so good looking. And I was like, okay. And now I have an Irish passport. So, but it was awesome. I loved it there. I worked for theater and I loved it. I actually wrote a play while I lived there that ended up getting produced.
I didn't know this.
Oh yeah. My pass as a playwright. Yeah.
Ooh.
So I thought I wanted to do that,
yes.
honestly.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I was like, I want to be a writer. I didn't know what kind. And then I wrote this play. I thought I wanted to perform like a Fleabag kind of one woman
sure.
show. And like,
this is so romantic.
I
like
know.
You just graduated college, right?
Just graduated.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
And I was just... Yeah, what a fun...
What made you want to move to Ireland? Is that something you
always
wanted to do?
I was supposed to move to LA with one of my friends
okay.
to pursue stand-up, which
okay.
is crazy because that was 2018 and I didn't do stand-up until 2022.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But then he got a job in New York that like fell through and I was like, I've actually always wanted to live abroad. What better time to do this than when I'm 22,
yeah.
I don't have a job.
Oh, like, good for you to have like the foresight.
Someone,
to,
you know what, when I was in college, at the end of college, I got the advice from a... I was very lucky to get to talk to a film producer who had gone to my college, and he gave me the advice. He was like, the best thing you can do fresh out of college is like something off the beaten path. Like, he was like, the most interesting people I work with, the most interesting people I hire are people who have, it's not people who are like an assistant at CAA. Like, it's someone who like went and did something interesting.
Yeah, that's the, yeah.
So I was like, okay, bet. And then I moved to Ireland and
that's so cool.
Worked in a theater and like worked in a pub and had a great time. And then I thought I wanted to work in theater, moved back, and it was immediately COVID. And I was like, well, that.
Wow. So you moved back like September 2020 then or something around there?
I moved back January of 2020.
Okay.
So I moved there like January of 2019. I lived there for a full year. And
wow.
I moved back.
Oh my God. So you moved back. Pandemic hits.
Pandemic. I was living at home, saving up to move to New York.
Okay.
And then pandemic hit. I wrote out the, actually had a very nice pandemic. So I don't know how your pandemic was. A lovely pandemic.
Lovely.
Not to be a bitch, but I crushed the pandemic.
You know what's funny? You're not the first guest to say that. We have a lot of people on here that are just like, I crushed the pandemic.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it again, but like I...
There's...
If I had to give you like a travel rex for the pandemic, like, I could do an amazing
That's
guidebook.
So funny. Yeah. Just so many Starbucks drive-thru runs for
really?
Me. So, well, that was like the thing. It was me, my mom, and my younger brother. We would just go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
We still do it now, and it's very nice because Tate comes with us. It honestly is like a very nice thing to like think about.
Well, yeah.
You know, we thought the world was going to end.
Yeah, I remember that. No, my brother, one of my brothers and I wrote a musical. Like,
yes. Oh my God. Yeah. I think I've seen this on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah, which is so cool. The first reel I ever posted. Yeah. But I was like, after the pandemic, moved to New York, and I'd enjoyed the, I, you know, traveled around like out west a lot. My, this childhood best friend and I, we lived out of her car for like 6 weeks and just drove around to like national parks. Like, it was really, really fun and cool.
Oh,
and like, then moved to New York, and I got like here, and I was like, oh, I'm working in my apartment like all day. I got a job. It's actually the job I have now, but you know, remote job when you don't have anything else going on because it's COVID. You don't have anything you're like working towards. I was like, life literally has no meaning. Like,
yeah.
And I got really existential. I got really like the idea that all of the people I know in my life, all they do is like work for the man. Like every day I was like, this is crazy. Like I just got really, I also started going on Hinge dates because that group of friends was very Hinge date motivated.
I love how you're like, it's the end of the world, like everything's falling around you, and you're like,
time to go on Hinge.
And Hinge date.
Dating is something I'm really good at, as we've established throughout this episode.
He's like, I want to come over. He's like, you're like, is he flirting with me? Yeah. So okay, yeah. So you felt like and this is the friend influence, right? Where it's like, all my friends are on Hinge, I should be on Hinge, and like, this is what I should be doing.
And I at the time still wanted to, stand up had always been in the back of my mind. But I was like, not going to start during COVID. I know a lot of people did like Zoom comedy. I simply just not
worst.
Brave enough. That's not
the worst time of my life.
Yeah, brave. I'm not brave like you.
Oh God.
I waited until 2022, but I let myself get really sad. And there was like a year where I was kind of just like, I know I was being really negative. Like I know I would be like, I would say really negative things about mostly about myself. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people, my roommate at the time was one of my best friends. Like she, I think, took a lot of what I said personally. Like I remember saying stuff like she was like, you are unhappy because you're not successful. Like when we finally like, because she ended, what ended up happening was after 2 years, she like really abruptly was like, I'm actually moving out. And it was like going to fuck me over lease wise because she said she was going to stay.
How much notice did she give you?
She gave us enough that like we were able to work it out. Okay. And like, ultimately, the notice was fine. It was more that just like came out of nowhere. And we were like, well, you're moving in with this like other set of random girls. It's so weird, which is like totally her right.
Yeah.
I think the way she handled it was not good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did not react well. I was like, because she was basically like, I've secretly hated living with you for the last like year.
Sure.
And it's also one of those things where you're like, if I had known that you were interpreting what I was saying this way or that what I was doing was making you feel this way, I would have... I really would hope that I would have course corrected earlier,
sure.
But I had no idea that, you know, this was coming off.
Yeah.
This, like, I would say stuff. She was like, you're not happy because you're not successful. I remember there was one day where I was like, I was in this like running club briefly. And I remember there was one day where I was just like, not in a good mood. And I was like, you know, you feel like you can show your like worst self to your best friends. Mm-hmm. So I said to her, I was kind of like, yeah, honestly, I just like don't really want to go today and be around like, it's going to be all these like really girls who are like skinnier and faster than me. And like, I don't want to be around that today. And like, that's not a good, that's not my best self saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a valid thing to say to your friend.
You can share that. Yeah. That's shareable.
And if that's something that's going to, she would interpret stuff like that was cited in our like big fight as like, you hate girls who are skinny. And it's like, okay.
Oh, see that? But that's kind of taking what you're saying out of context and putting it, was this person skinny? Or
yes.
Okay. So it's like, yeah, she maybe identifies with that group of women. Totally. And that, yeah,
but it's
so
like, oh my God, that was not about you at all. And it's like, that's not.
You could have gotten past this with her.
Completely. And like, yeah. I think part of it is I'm also a really stubborn person. And like, if you are like, some of the stuff she said to me, I was like, okay, go fuck yourself. I'll never talk to you again. And that, a lot of that is on me.
Yeah.
But also a lot of it, I was like, I was never planning for it to be a permanent break. Like when she moved out, I was like, one, I was still planning to be friends with the rest of the girls in the group. But then the other ones, I was kind of like, or with her, I was like, I just need space. Like I was like, I think a lot of it was reflective of something she was going through. But like, I was like, I need, like, I can't help you go through this thing while I'm also going through this thing and while any of that's being directed at me, like that's not going to be a productive. But then it turned into this whole thing where like the group at first was like very on board with me taking space from her, and then it was clear that I had taken like too much, like the window of kindness grace period had kind of worn thin.
Well, so okay, so now you had it in your mind. It was like, I just need space from this person, but I'm still gonna be friends with everyone else. And then your friends were initially supportive of that, but they didn't give you.
And I think what I've been like accused of by them, and again, I think there's everyone involved has all these narratives, but I think the idea is that what I've done is like tried to control how much they were allowed to be friends with her.
So can you say that one more
time? Like, I think they think I tried, and this might be true. Is like, I tried to control how much they were allowed to be friends with her.
Oh,
so I was kind of like, you're not allowed to hang out with her.
I see.
Or like, I'd be like, oh yeah, fine, you can like hang out with her, I guess. Which like, I resent that implication. I think like, if it came off that way, maybe it did. But like, I also think it's valid for me to be like, this person really hurt me. I understand that you're still going to be friends with her, but I also am going to feel some type of way about it.
Yeah. Can I relate to this so much because I won't go into too much detail, but I've told you this story where I had a similar thing that happened with like some college friends.
Yeah.
And it was just this one individual who frankly was a bully to me. And I did not like this individual at all.
Yeah.
But in the same way where it was like, no, I'm not being friends with this person anymore.
Completely.
They would still hang out and do whatever. And it's just hard because it's like, no, you have every right to do that. But by doing that, it's also, you're sending a message, whether or not directly or indirectly, at us.
Yeah.
But then it's like, okay, you know, there's no, but they can just turn around and be like, no, you're making this choice.
Yes, completely.
And it's like, yes and no.
Yes.
But it's, you know.
And I think another thing that was going on is like, right, the day that she told me she was moving out was also the day that I had, and isn't this always the way it is, I had done stand up for the first time, like,
the day she was moving out.
I just come back from doing an open mic.
Yeah.
We were going out to like group dinner. Broadway Comedy Club, 4 p.m. Woo! Friday, Mike, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Best set of my life.
Was it really?
No. But it was good enough that I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be famous.
I love that.
Once I practice. but it was just like, that was also, so those things both kind of took off at like the exact same time. And like, I also felt like some of the stuff she was like accusing me of, I was like, that was true of me like 6 months ago, but I haven't been like that in like 6 months. Like I had kind of gotten past the like big sad thing that I was going through.
Sure, sure. And this is, okay, so this is during this 6 month span where she gave you notice she was moving out?
I had been sad for probably like, we'd been living together for 2 years. I had been sad for probably the first couple months I was fine. Then I was sad for like a year.
Yeah.
Then there were 6 months where I was like, okay.
But she had already decided.
But
to
she had
out.
Already kind of built okay. up this narrative, and it was like, there was nothing I could say that was going to be like, because I was like, you've already created this idea of me, and like, it's based in truth. I get why you feel this way, but also like, there's so many things where I'm like, oh no, that's not what I meant by that at all. And sure. if we had talked about this earlier,
yeah.
it's such a good talk to your friends. Talk
well, we
about
go back to, it's like we one of when we were talking about the beginning, it's like one of your biggest fears is like being misunderstood.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, I didn't mean
I
this.
Didn't and mean
it's
it like that.
If you
yeah.
would only let me do this thing, I
Completely.
Could fix everything.
Which is such a fear as a comic too, because it's like you're making jokes all the time and you're like, oh my God, no, that was a joke. Like,
right,
I don't,
right.
And I feel like you're the same way too.
Oh,
like
all
you
the
never
time,
want
yeah.
to be perceived as like,
oh God, yeah.
God, you call me a white whale. Like,
literally, I'd be thinking about that on the way home and about. Okay,
I know you will. That's the thing. I'm like, I won't yes. feel bad about that.
Yeah, literally,
that's why I have to keep bringing it up. I'm getting so into like nitty gritty, like timelines. Though the real like crux of it was that this girl like said this stuff to me. The group kind of like didn't know what to do, and I feel for them because I think, especially the other girls, I'm like, you were put in a very difficult position.
Sure.
And I did not make that position easier.
Sure.
But I was also going through having had like my best friend tell me like I've basically secretly hated you for the last year.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't, I just didn't know how to deal with because yeah. it's hard. And there was a period of time where we did try to make the friendship work without, like, I was just trying to be friends with the other girls. I was also really getting stand up, like that was taking off.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's funny because Ryan Lynch has been on this podcast as well. I actually just listened to your episode with him, and he and I went to high school together, so he knows all these people
sure,
as
sure.
well. And like, I remember him making videos and me being like, that's what I want to do. Like, I want to do stuff like that. And him, I remember them being like, this is so cringe.
See, yeah.
Not just single you out, Ryan, your videos are great, but these people are, I also think the other issue I was having with the group and why I was able to do stand-up once I kind of moved away from them
yeah.
is there was, and I've realized it since being away from them, is it feels like there's always been this like,
yeah,
you guys don't, like there's no, why do you think you can do that?
Yeah.
Why do you feel like you should be doing that? That's cringe. That's this, that's, and like being away from them, like they're all nice people, but like it was such an oppressive, like it's so freeing. Like I post on social media all the time now because like,
yeah. Because you're not worrying about...
I'm not worried yeah. about what are these people going to think. I don't care what these people think of
right.
me.
Like, and that, yeah. And that... I mean,
and I care about these people. Like, I want them to be happy. I want the best for all of them. But, like, I don't care what they think of me.
No, I relate to that in so, so, so many ways. Just because, again, like, similar situation. And for anybody that's, like, thinking about doing that, too. And then when you're on the other side of it, though, isn't it, like, so funny to think back and be like, well... They were holding you back in a way.
I do.
Whether or not... Sorry, go ahead.
And they might not have even meant it.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I think if you asked any of them, because, like, when we finally, like, really broke up, like, officially, which was probably, like, May of last year, like, I think if you... Because the stand-up came up. One of them was, like, it feels like all you care about now is stand-up. All you talk about is stand-up. Yeah. And, like, it was very, like, you never want to hang out during the week. One of them said to me, she was, like, you only ever want to hang out when you're not busy. And I was, like, yeah. That is when I want to hang out.
Well, the other hard part is too, it's like, and again, there is nothing inherent, there's nothing wrong with what I'm about to say, but it's like, there is a, and it's, and again, maybe I'm projecting, I don't know these women, but whatever, but it's like, you know, there is a, it's the get married,
totally.
The traditional lifestyle. Yeah. Let's go out football Sunday.
Completely.
Let's do whatever. Like,
completely.
Let's get drunk every weekend.
Yes.
Let's do whatever. That's our life. That's what living life is.
Completely.
This is not that.
Yes.
This is all encompassing, takes
completely.
Up all of your time. Like
and people
whatever.
Don't understand
they
it.
They don't.
But that's
they
why
don't.
The black sheep friend and I have been able to stay so close.
Yeah.
She has
she
a very non-traditional lifestyle.
Cool. She's so cool.
She's
is
so
she
cool.
Is she like artistic in any way or no?
Yeah, she is. She
oh,
is.
What's she do?
I actually can't get into it.
Oh, okay. Okay. No worries.
Do you
no
remember
worries.
What she does?
No. We'll say off mic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, she's just a non-traditional lifestyle
yes,
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which you can always tell too, because like you brought her around and she was like cool with everybody.
Yeah,
which is, like,
no.
Yeah.
And it's just like yeah. a different vibe and like an openness. And like, I also think these people would all have openly said they were fine with it, and like maybe they were, and it's all in my head too that I was just like, you're all judging me all the time. But I found it
yeah.
really freeing to not have them in my life.
Well, I was just gonna say, it's like it doesn't even matter, because it's how I think it's twofold, right? Because in the same way, it's like, yeah, they can say, no, we want you to go
completely.
Be great, we want you to
and
support it, but they're gonna give you shit if you can't hang out, if you can't do whatever. Like, that's not
yeah.
their actions are not matching like what they are saying they feel. And then in your head too, it's like you can't do it until you're free of that.
Completely.
So, yeah. So, it's so funny how this is, like, so similar to, like,
no,
what
and
I
it,
went through.
It's, like, I think a lot of people who do pursue art as, like, a like that's going to be my life is like that's a common experience because you have people who just don't genuinely don't understand.
Right.
Like, what are you never going to go get happy hour probably again.
Right. Like, like,
and I should, I should go get fucking happy hour. Like, like sometimes it's like, no, the thing I'm prioritizing is this is this to me is work. Like this is my job. Yeah. And like, even though it's like, yeah, I'm not going to get fired if I stop doing it or like if I don't show up for this thing, but it's like, I'm also not going to achieve my goals, which
Grace, you can't have goals.
No, yeah, and goals are bad. And
goals are toxic.
We're anti-goal.
Except if you
want to
be skinny.
Yeah, unless you want to be skinny, in which case it's even more toxic. Me telling literally anyone that I was like, yeah, I'm trying to lose weight, they'd be like, you should be in jail. You should. That's absolutely none. It's great. I said this on stage for a while. I was like, the fun thing about being a woman is it's like, it's still totally okay to lose weight. You're just not allowed to like openly want to or try to. And like, once you lose weight, people are like, by the way, you look amazing.
You
but like, if you're
back,
like, I'm
like
losing
that,
weight. Well, now that I like lost the weight, it sounds like it's so douchey to be like, yeah. And here's the thing about when you fucks who are trying to lose weight. I did it. Like, I don't know. It's, but yeah, then we ended up parting ways and like it.
What was, I guess, because I know you said you had the big moment, but so because I kind of want to just go back to that moment where you leave. It's kind of like if this was a movie of you're doing your open mic the day she moves out, which
I mean,
love.
It really is like so timed perfectly.
And was it just something where it's like you're starting to do stand up, so it's slowly pulling you into that world and then also pulling you away?
Yeah, like, I think it was a lot of that because I think I was, it was a push and pull away. Because I was like, our lifestyles are not lining up as much as they used to. Increasingly, because also the more success you have a stand-up, the more it's like, no, I actually am busy like all the time doing
right,
this. It's not something I do twice a week. It's something I do most nights now. And like, which is great. But like, again, it just makes it hard. And I think some people do think of that as like I remember this like last kind of, a friend breakup is great because you have like a summit at the end where you're like, and here's my terms
a
and
summit.
Like,
oh my god,
and it's just a really sad hangout at a bar.
Did you have a formal hangout?
It was me and one of the girls.
Wow.
What happened was, and I don't want to get too much, this is my true low point, but I didn't really want to talk about it on the podcast because for a variety of reasons which we discussed at the beginning, someone I was close to died and I was very upset by it, and it was a complicated relationship that I have with this person, so I really didn't know how to deal with it. And I, at the time, was feeling, I'd reached a kind of a low in my dynamic with the entire group. Me and the original girl, we had tried to kind of make amends and it just like wasn't really clicking.
Yeah.
It was just like, it wasn't going well. And I was kind of starting to be like, I think lifestyle wise, like personality wise, like this isn't working. And like, I'm sure they felt the same way too. Like it just was not working for anyone. And like, then this death happened and I was very, very upset. And like, I kind of had this, like, life is too short to like not be friends with your friends. Like you have to like, life is too short to be mad at your friend.
Right. So you were trying to like go
so
back.
So I kind of tried to make like a, like, okay, I'm going to make like a concerted effort to like write things because I want this to be better. And like, wait, okay. There was also, this is, the chronology of this like 3-year span, that's like, there was one event that also is pivotal, which is there was one of the girls, the one who's been my friend the longest, she threw a 30th birthday party for her now husband, and it was in New Jersey. We like all went, and I had been led to believe, and this is contested widely by the entire group, that the girl that I was at that time not speaking to, this was like 6 months after, I was led to believe that she wouldn't be there. And when I showed up, she was there. And I was told afterwards, you were told. And I was like, no, I wasn't. And I will 100% to this day. But I'm like, I think I...
What happened when you saw her?
I freaked out. Like, I didn't freak out, but I like immediately like collapsed on myself in a way that I'm a very confident person.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And like, I was just like... I went like silent treatment, and then I just like ignored all of them all day.
Yeah.
And hung out with like totally different people at the party.
Yeah.
We like barely spoke. Like, and I, but I was just like, I had no idea she would be there. So I was like, it was like seeing your ex, but who you also like, is your best friend.
Well, it's also triggering a lot of things in you.
I
right?
was,
where it's,
and I was like, you guys tricked me. Everyone knew except for me, which they were like, we all thought you knew. And I think there's varying degrees where I'm like, they I think there was miscommunications involved. That said, I think someone should have sat me down and been like, hey, by the way, just so you know, for sure, this is happening.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. And again, it's a lot of like small things that become huge because it's just like lack of communication.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's...
But that had like set us back a lot and set me back with the other girls in the group too, because I was like, oh, I don't trust any of you now.
Well, understandably too, because it's like, yeah, why? That's, it's frustrating because it's like, it, and this is the thing, right? It's like, it, you know, it's going downhill.
Yes.
Because if they genuinely cared.
Yes.
They would have flat out, there was no, it doesn't seem to be like it was like, Grace, she's going to be there.
And part of it is that, and this is like also something I've struggled with in my life, is I think I'm a little bit of like, and this always surprises me, but I think I'm a slightly more intimidating person than I realize about myself.
Can I tell you, I do get that.
Yeah. That it shocks me every time people find me intimidating. That's because, interesting. But I've gotten it so much. People are like, but I think because of that, I think when you're a meeker person, like I would never let anyone see me cry, but like, I'll come off like a bitch and go home and cry. Like, I do not want being angry is a much more comfortable emotion for me than being sad. That, like, so like, I think a lot of times they were like, well, we were scared to tell you because like, we thought you would get angry. And like, that's potentially true. Like I would maybe get angry, but it's also like, I deserved to know that information. Also, we don't know if I was going to get angry. We didn't find out until don't lie to me. And if we're in a position where it's like, you're lying to me or you're going to get angry, like, you know?
It's that classic thing, like, and it comes, it's going to sound wild. It's that classic reality TV thing.
Classic.
Classic reality TV. No, I watch
and
so
as
much.
As is my life.
As is Grace's life. I say this all the time to Tay, like, when we watch reality TV, and it's like, it's not the you were wrong and they were wrong or whatever.
Everyone's kind of wrong.
It's a little bit, but also it's like, what are you guys fighting for at this point?
Exactly.
Like, are you trying to stay on the air?
Exactly. That's kind of like, oh, Matt, that's actually such a good point.
I'm so wise. Because
it's like, what are you so wise? You should be a therapist.
I told you I got kicked out of therapy.
I know this one. I'm also a listener to the podcast,
Yes, I have talked about it.
I was
before.
Actually listening to you talk about
telling people
I was
that.
On a beach in Costa Rica, second time I've dropped to Costa Rica, listening to you talk to Liz Blazer about your plagiarism.
Oh, yes.
I was like, I actually remember exactly where I was. It was gorgeous. It was
so funny. It's just how I envision people listening to this podcast on a beach in Costa Rica.
Exactly.
Not in a, hey, please, not after getting a, hey, please listen to this.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a mix of both,
it's
probably.
Something.
But it was, there was this event, this person passed away, and I was like, okay, I have to salvage shit because this is like a wake up call. And I had like, was obviously going through a lot, and I was very, I've never been as sad as I was when this happened. I've never had such a physical reaction to sadness where I was like, oh, okay, skinny. The only time I've ever been so sad I didn't eat anything.
That, listen, as
and
someone.
And that's how you know.
That literally. Oh,
I'm
my
an emotional
God.
Eater. And like, I have to be, but I lost like, I think I lost like 7 pounds. So.
The look down. The hair flip.
Tiny,
that,
I was like,
as an emotional eater, that hit real hard.
Because I've just never been sad enough to like not, like I wasn't getting out of bed. Like I've never experienced sadness like that. And like, there was an incident where I'm debating how much of this I should say because I don't want to air this one person's dirty laundry too
much.
We can
always cut anything.
Okay, I'll just tell you.
Yeah. I love that energy. That's always what I hope for when
also
I tell
it's
people
like,
we can
again,
cut it.
This is just my side of this. Like,
sure,
I know
sure.
you feel differently about this. If you listen, like, don't. Come on.
If you listen, why?
I'm not giving any info about you. No one's going to know this is you.
Yes.
But basically, this happened. I'm devastated. I am like not getting out of bed. I like had this like event that was related to this person that I had asked these girls to come to. And I was, I think, probably contacting them in a pretty manic, lunatic kind of way at the time because mm-hmm. I was, to say I was going through it, I've never gone through it the way I was going through it then.
Sure.
And like, I was reaching out to them. I think I was like, sending like drunk Snapchats, like LOL, like what do you guys think of this outfit for like the context of this event? Like trying, I was also making a lot of jokes.
It sounds like you're reaching out. You're saying help me without saying help
yes,
me.
And I would never ever say help me, God. I'll drown.
God, no. Yeah, rather, yes.
Please. But I was also making a lot of jokes about it. I've always been someone who deals with like sadness in any kind of way as like jokes, obviously.
As a stand-up like, comedian, yeah, duh, unheard
like,
of.
Please. My dad having cancer, pretty much the funniest thing that's ever happened. Oh, my brother's in a wheelchair. Hilarious.
Oh, there's going to be another episode, guys. There's going to be
another. Well, that's like not low. Those, no, are, no, those no, are no, just no. funny. Yeah. Those are just material. Please, crippled brother. Hilarious. Thank God. He's like, yeah, I was making jokes about it. This person's known me my whole life. They've all known me my whole life.
Right,
they all
right.
know that I would always joke about dark, like anything. And sure. like, not to be, I've had a very easy life, I would say. But I've also had some shit that's like tricky, like the things I just listed.
Sure, sure.
Which are hard to go through as like a kid. And like some of those things, it's like, yeah, if I'm dealing with that shit, I'm going to joke about it.
Yeah. And you're what, like 24, 25 at this
yeah,
point?
I was like 20. Yeah.
You're like 28.
I was like 27. 26. I don't know.
Yesterday. Yeah. No.
And honestly, current day, I would.
It doesn't matter what age you're going through. It's all. It can,
jokes
it can
are
be
jokes
difficult.
Are timeless.
Yes.
Why? Timeless. Why? If the only thing, like my mom says this thing, she's like, if you didn't laugh, you'd cry. So it's like,
oh, that's
you might
sweet.
As well. Like,
yeah.
Well, her dad's probably gonna die this week. So well, hey. I shouldn't say that on the podcast. But anyway, that's why she's picking me up. Anyway. but she basically we do this like. I'm trying to reach out to them about this thing. One of them had something happen with her mom. Her mom broke her leg, which is obviously stressful. But she reached out to me, like, while I was in the peak low. So.
Sure, sure.
And she, oxymoron, and she was like, I actually heard about it from my mom, and I reached out to her, and I was like, hey, by the way, like, you know, I'm sorry. I hope you're okay. And she sent something.
Oh, you reached out first?
Yes.
Wow.
And she sent something back that was like, maybe 20 minutes later. You know this because you're one of my real friends in real life. I'm really bad at texting.
It's horrible. It's truly.
And
to the point where I feel like I'm being bad. And then I look back at the read receipts. I'm like, wow.
I don't have read receipts on.
No. You
oh
don't.
My God.
No. Oh, sorry. Not read receipts. No. You're like, I'm fucked. No.
I was like, actually, they were right to break up with me.
It's so funny. Quick thing about you texting. It's so funny because you'll send me like 8 messages in a row. And then I will respond rapidly because I know I have Grace for a very limited window. And then she's gone and I don't hear from her for days.
I hate being on my phone, even though I'm on it constantly.
I know.
But I get really overwhelmed by texts. And it started like right around
that.
This time.
Okay, yeah.
And like the black sheep friend is also like that. She never texts. And I have the best relationships I find with people who like, you'll text them like once every, like one of my best friends lives in Paris and like I'll text her like all, she gets back to me like maybe once a quarter and that's like good numbers. She texted me the other day and was like, I'm so sorry, I've been so out of touch. And then I was like, same thing. I was like, oh, I got her right now. So I texted her back right away, like 6 things. I haven't heard from her in like 3 weeks. I'm like, you're in France. You're busy.
You're in France. She's busy.
But she was like, when we hung out this time, she was like, yeah, I feel like I was really there for you when this thing happened. And like, you weren't there for me when like my mom broke her leg. And I was kind of like,
yeah, it's well.
Or like, we had this whole thing where like, she would be
but
like.
But you were texting first. How are you not being there for her?
I know. And then it was just like, I couldn't. That was my text energy that I had that day.
Yeah,
like, it was gone.
Yeah.
And like. Or like then I had
and
it never came back ever. Poor Matt.
And poor, I'm bearing
poor
the brunt
any
of
the friends I've had since then.
Hey, let's go to the beach. Never
yeah,
happened.
Yeah,
no,
we
fucked up on that. Yeah, that
I
was
also
my fault.
I couldn't have done it that way.
That's okay.
We'll
yeah.
go. We'll go. It's still summer.
Eventually,
it's still summer.
We can always go in the fall. Beach
exactly,
in the
beach
in
the
fall. Taylor's got me.
Beach
on
in
that.
The fall. TM.
Yeah. TM.
And we own beach in the fall. That's like having a good pandemic is going to beach in the fall.
I feel terrible. This is going to sound so high school. Is your mom coming soon?
I know. I'm like, I actually feel like I need to check my.
If you want to text
time.
Her quick, yeah.
Yeah, I'm wait, just, let me text her.
Let me just also look busy here. Like,
la, 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 la. She hasn't texted. Oh, she texted me an hour ago. She said.
She's like, I'm outside.
Heart. I'm going to say, we're still recording. But
we'll do like
whenever.
10 more minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Or even 5. We can do however short. You can leave now if she's outside.
No,
that's okay.
Whenever.
You're like, no, mom can wait.
I'm going to keep my phone out, so I'll see if
she
responds.
No worries. Yeah.
My mom's really chill. I love my mom. She's
that's cool.
Fucking awesome. My mom's also very pro this, which is
that's really cool.
And my mom is so on my side in every one of these fights.
That would be wild if she wasn't. She's like, how did Grace? How did you?
You are kind of a pain in the ass,
Grace.
You are a bad texter.
What if I broke my leg, Grace? Okay, you need someone.
I know, so that's why it's so hard, because it's like she was like, well, like this friend. So my dad had cancer when I was like 13,
yeah.
And like he's been in remission for a long time, but he has a lot of health issues associated with having cancer. So his like health is like just not been good my entire like the last 16 years. So like that's I'm just kind of used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is stressful. Like, and he like a couple years ago he had some like scary surgeries and things like that and all this stuff. But like, you know, this friend, I remember her one time talking to me about her like anxiety, and like that's a whole other thing. These people think I don't believe in mental health, and I'm like, I don't think that's true. I just
yeah,
don't believe
sure.
in me having mental health.
Wait a minute.
I'm just kidding.
Oh. I am perfect after everything we've talked about.
I'm perfect. If you learn anything in this
skinny.
Podcast, then I'm skinny and perfect. And I've always been that way. And again, brought to you by Diet Dr. Pepper.
Doing the sponsor. I go, this is why
I also brought a quart of pickles. And while I was getting them, I was like, zero calorie snack. There's a new pickle shop in Hoboken. Shout out. It's called like Pickles and Olive. It's called Pickle Joy.
Pickle Joy is what it's called?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to charge them for that sponsor, yeah, but yeah. For that shout out. No, you want to know my favorite thing about that?
Tell me. I
did not hear zero calorie snack. So Grace, to yourself, you're like, zero calorie snack.
Oh yeah. I don't think I said it out loud. Okay. It was just while I got it. I would never openly. Once we started talking about being skinny,
yeah.
I was like, this is Matt fed me an onion ring when I got here. Yeah. So. Okay, but
you're getting too skinny. It's threatening me, so I'm just getting junk
fat
food
in her
for
up. She
thinks that's diet soda. I switched it out.
I got it. Please, I know the difference. Diet Coke for the taste of it. Okay, but this friend, she used to be
fun.
Like, I know. I'm
you
like, I'm like, mom,
leave.
Don't come. Stay away.
Come
oh,
on.
She's calling me now.
You can take
hello?
It.
Hello.
Of course.
Oh, you're here. Okay, where are you? Are you right up front? She's on the corner of 5th and Washington.
That's like right by the store. Okay, no, we can wrap up quick.
We can wrap up quickly.
Can she wait like 5 minutes?
Can you wait like 5 minutes? Okay.
Is that okay?
Is that okay?
You can leave sooner. It's fine.
Okay. Okay, I'll be out in 5 minutes. Okay, I love you. Bye.
Oh, no. Was that an okay? Like, I'm mad okay?
No, she's,
or no? Oh,
my
okay,
mom's,
cool.
My mom's chill as hell.
Because
right, nice,
I would get that a lot.
She
yeah.
doesn't care. Yeah. You can include that, by the way.
I absolutely. Fantastic.
My mom is picking me up.
Okay. So the last thing I just want to touch on is you had this big moment where you had this breakup. With
okay.
Your
so basically,
group,
I, had three,
crazy
I had this event.
Person.
I had this event.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is important to me. I texted them. I was like, will you guys come to this? Whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a comedy show. Gross. And they also, I was always like, one of the things they were like, you treat us like a marketing listserv for your comedy shows. Where I was like,
oh, that's, yeah.
And I was like, I'm self-conscious that
yeah.
it comes off that way
right.
sometimes. So
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that is how it's being perceived.
Yes.
That sucks. But this one was special for a lot of reasons. And like, I remember her, I remember the group, they were all like, oh shoot, sorry, can't that night. Sorry, can't that night. And I was really
yeah.
like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, like all of them
couldn't.
It's
kind of
a
big
yeah.
thing, and kind of getting the like, darn, wish I could. Was hurting my feelings. I, the next day, got a text from my best friend from college who was like, I hate your friends from high school. And I was like, why? And she was like, they're Insta stories. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God.
And they had blocked me.
What?
From all
that's
their Insta
crazy. That's so crazy.
And I was like, this is the last straw.
Yeah.
And then the final summit was like a chat where it was like,
that's so fucking crazy.
Me and
crazy,
one
Grace.
Of the girls where I was like, I'm done basically, unless you can like come to me. And it was all these reasons how I've been a bad friend. And I think I could have been a better friend for the last
sure.
year. I also yeah. think that was.
That's so fucked up.
I feel bad because I feel like all I did was just come on and talk shit.
No, it's not that. No. I don't think. And let's end on this because I know you have to get going. We always end. What advice would you give to someone going through something similar?
Yeah, fuck your friends.
No, but in the same way where it's like, because I worry too, like thinking about like my not hanging out with college peeps anymore. I'm like, I do worry. Like,
it makes
yeah.
me sad that I miss. Like that I missed this girl's wedding. Like it makes me sad
sure,
to think
these
like
big moments,
these like
yeah.
people who are kind of markers for your whole life like aren't in
yeah,
my life anymore.
Sure.
And for a long time I was like, this is really, really sad and I hate that I don't have this. That said, and I also I don't feel like I used to have like a person like and it was like this one girl who was, we were both single at the same time. I was kind of like, you're my person, like,
yeah,
kind of thing. And I don't think I have that right now, which I find that I don't actually need. Like, it's not something I don't super gravitate towards.
It's me putting my hand up and then putting it
right partnership
back down.
It's people. You have Taylor. But like, I think you find like there's so much on the other side of it. Like, there's so many other relationships that have come into my life where they also fit into my life and support my life. Like, you're an example of this where I am like,
I think about this all the time.
Like, you make so much more sense as a friend to me. And like, also some of my friends from college too. I'm like, I feel like I got to college and like all of my college friends since the day I started stand up have been like, you're going to be famous. You're so funny. You're going to be famous immediately.
And that's, And it's, I totally understand where you're coming from. Like, and it's really, you know, because I'm so happy you're touching on this, because like, I always think too, it's like you have a limited amount of energy for this.
Yes.
And in a similar way, and I've talked about it on the other podcast, and I'll say it quick just because I know
my mom's.
I know, it's poor Miss Loba has to like wait outside while I'm like talking about this. But no, I had a very similar situation where it's like, you know, it's very sad, and I don't know if he's listening, and if he is, like, this is how I feel. But it's like,
he is like, I didn't life, even, sorry. No.
But it's like, you know, I didn't, you know, I thought this, you know, I've done a lot for this friend, right? I went to, his dad wanted to try stand up, so we all went together in open mic, you know, I went whatever, I supported whatever. I didn't even get a text when I got engaged from him. And it's a whole slew of other things that didn't happen. And it's not that I'm angry about it. It's not that at all. It's that every time I go to text him, I'm like, why am I putting energy? I have a limited amount.
Yeah.
And there is just, I don't have it to, I can't give that to someone who can't even give me that.
Yeah.
And that, unfortunately, and to their credit,
honestly,
they tried calling.
I wasn't giving
they did,
them
but, yeah.
like
no, and you
what
weren't.
They needed.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think it just wasn't working. And it's like, that's, sometimes that's okay.
Yes, that's the big, and again, you're making room in your life for other relationships now that you,
and
you're, and
I wish we didn't have to be like, okay, full cut, we don't talk to each other at all.
Yeah.
I wish there was room for like, I was still sending like birthday texts up until like this, my birthday was recently. Happy belated.
When's your birthday?
I think you wished me, if you didn't.
No,
I
did.
You
no, I did.
I'm saying happy belated to these people.
Oh, gotcha.
So you guys don't wish me happy birthday. August 10th.
My heart dropped for a
moment. You definitely wish. Also, I don't care if you did. The only thing is these people are kind of a marker of like, okay, there's no birthday text, that it's kind of over, which is, again, it's kind of nice. Like to
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, close it. But I wish I could, I feel badly that I just talked shit about these people.
I don't think
like,
it's talking shit, because I think a lot of people are going through, or when they experience things like that, I think they also worry that like while they're doing shitting, but no, your side
and
is
and there's
valid.
A side that I'm like, I'm sure there's stuff where I like portray myself as like the victim. Like I'm like, I get really frustrated with them because I'm like, how are you guys all the fucking victims? And I'm not.
Right. No, exactly. But like, but also too, it's like, it's what you said before. It's just not right. And like that,
it
needs
wasn't
to
working.
That needs to be okay also.
It's okay.
And like, nobody's a bad person for that. It's just that it's you're moving on, and that's what life, that's how life progresses.
If you're going through it, it feels like the end of the world. It's the end of like a world, and that's okay. It also doesn't mean that like those people won't be around later on. Like if you ever want to open that door again, you maybe will. Right now, I don't see myself wanting that, but like,
right, you might down the road. And then again, it leaves you room and energy to develop
completely.
All these other beautiful relationships that you have. Grace Lobo, tell the people where they can find
you. Okay, you can find me on Instagram at GK Lobo and on TikTok at Hello Grace Lobo. And I also have a podcast called Hill to Die On, and
it's
you should listen
hilarious.
To that.
Hilarious. Greg Melly's also on that. He's hysterical too.
He is.
Grace.
I love you, Matt. My mom is
too.
Like, my mom is.
Get out of here. Here's to open.
My mom goes.
Oh, what'd she say?
Actually, I think I may be legally parked. Take your time.
As we rush through the air.
I was like, fuck, she texted again. It's 8:40. Okay, so you can find me.
We'll take it again.
Wait, do you guys want my mom to come on? She's legally parked.
She's legally parked. Which honestly in Hoboken is an accomplishment.
Yeah,
that
well, she's
very,
a Jersey girl, so am I. So it's,
Grace
yeah.
Lobo, I love you so
I
much.
I literally
You're,
love you, Matt. Oh my God.
So
I wish we could do this for another 3 hours.
I know, me too. You come on again and we'll talk about some other low points. You
please, I got him. I got him in spades. But they're all funny, so it's fine.
Yes.
This was my most serious one for
And
some
listen
reason.
To Hill to Die On. I literally, it's my favorite thing now. Because you know how,
Shut
like,
up.
In the same way, Costa Rica, like, that's where you heard that episode.
Yeah.
It's when I go to the gym, it's like my new favorite. So I like, I put it on. You know, you have your places in. Where you
Yeah,
have,
Matt's podcast is like, I'll help you through a dark time. My podcast is like, let's kill each other.
Well, what I love about it, too, is like, I remember working out, while I'm working out, that Grace is so skinny while I listen to her talk. So it's like the extra motivation for me to fucking just.
You're getting revenge hot.
I'm getting revenge hot.
Wait, stuff.
Grace, I love you.
I literally love you, and I love Taylor, and I love Maple, and I'm really excited for us to all eat the pickles absolutely. And then hang out with my mom.
And here's to hoping we left you a little higher. We did it.
Yes. Oh my God.